Hi, this is Claire Casey again, and you're listening to Wake Up Gorgeous Hour 3. This one's called Beef Up Your Body Odds. Okay, projecting a sexy, unrestrained confidence is a brilliant way to begin. But you can also beef up your body odds so that when he encounters you, he gets the kind of 1-2 punch that leaves him breathless in an awesome kind of way. Check out the Thriller 3 below. Surefire tactics for ensuring that he can think of absolutely nothing else but you, you, and also, oh, you. And don't forget, your Wake Up Gorgeous note will be waiting for you at the end. How to seduce a man using only your eyes. This is number 1 of the Thriller 3. We talk about men as breast men or leg men, or I'm just going to say it, ass men, meaning that's the body part in women they're most likely to hunt for, watch, appreciate, and salivate over. By the way, most women are butt watchers. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't, can you? But the real truth is that your most powerful body part, the most powerful body part you have is your eyes. Girlfriend, you can so put the move on a man with your eyes. Just like a man with a direct gaze and a slow smile can melt you where you stand. Here are a few power moves for attracting and seducing a man using only your eyes. There are going to be 3 of these, okay? The first one is the intense gaze. This one is a tactic that is totally unsettling and arousing to a man. People who are in love look at each other for longer periods of time than other people. When you look at a man, gaze at him slightly longer than you normally would. This has the effect of making him think the two of you are already connected. Here's the second one. It's called bedroom eyes. When you look at something you really like, your pupils naturally expand. Now, physiologically, this happens to let in more light, so you'll be able to really see what you're looking at. It's particularly noticeable in dim lighting when your pupils expand anyway. But combine the two, something you really want to look at, and dim lighting, and you can see why this sexy liquid gaze got the name bedroom eyes. To make your pupils expand when you're looking at a man you don't intimately know yet, keep your eyes locked on his most attractive facial features. Think arousing thoughts like how much you might like to see him in the shower or what he'd look like with that shirt ripped off of him. Sexy, you know? Here's the third one. It's called visual tour. You've probably experienced having a man take a visual tour of your body. Now you can turn the tables on him and have him thoroughly rattled by taking your own visual voyage. Keep it in safe territory at first, concentrating on his facial features. And then make a few little side trips. Collarbones, shoulders, pecs. Careful around those hips. You may see evidence that your tactics are intensely effective. He'll hardly know what hit him. Okay, watch out for this sneaky pitfall. You may find that in a room crammed to the gills with guys, you'll be able to lock eyes with any man there except the one you're most attracted to. I know, I hate it when that happens. Give yourself a mental check. Are you avoiding giving him the clear signal that you're open to his attention? Suck it up and make yourself do it. You can congratulate yourself when he is panting at your feet, you powerhouse mama. Okay, that was how to seduce a man using only your eyes. And next we're coming up against number 2, the second of the Thriller 3 ways to beef up your body odds. This one is called 19 Body Moves That Leave Men Wonderstruck. To let your body tell him what you think from his very first sight of you, you need a few of these moves in your arsenal. But be careful, girlfriend, because they pack a ton of power in the tiniest possible packages. What's especially fantastic about these moves is that even though you are making the first move with these little come-hither bombs, guys think that because they respond, even though their response may be almost involuntary, they think they are the ones acting in the situation. God bless the male ego. Okay, here's the down and dirty list. Some are subtle, others are blatantly hot and sexy. Choose at your discretion, but don't blame me if you try them and they work far too well. Beam him your 1,000-watt smile. Send over short, darting glances from the corner of your eye. Brush up against him accidentally. Lick your lips while making eye contact. Gently bite your lips while making eye contact. Touch your exposed neck or run a finger along your naked collarbone. Tilt your head at him and grin wickedly. Let him see you dancing alone to music. This works, by the way, whether you are in a music venue or are just listening to music on your headphones. If you're sitting next to him, slowly and deliberately slide your chair closer. Run your fingers slowly through a lock of your hair when he's looking in your direction. Do your honey and cream walk, liquid, slow, with hips. Do it right past him. Inhale deeply and release your breath slowly while looking at him and barely smiling. Point to a chair and invite him to sit with you. Slowly uncross, then recross your legs while looking at him. Lean slowly toward him and put your elbow on the table, hand in chin while looking at him, and smile. When you know he's watching, shimmy a little bit in your seat. Inhale deeply and audibly through your nose as he passes by you, and let your head turn to follow him. Let him see you visually checking him out. If you're sitting near him, allow your feet to touch his feet. Now, be courageous in letting your man know you're in range and interested. Remember, guys are far less complex than you are, and they absolutely rely on clear signals. So something that feels clear but subtle for you may be totally missed by a man. Here comes number 3 of the Thriller 3, and it's called looking mint fresh, smoking hot, and eyeball popping scrumptious every day. How you look has everything to do with how you feel. So if you're spending time slouching around in raggedy t-shirts, clunky shoes, and day 3 with no shower hair, you're hardly going to feel like the most tempting treat in the exclusive French bakery case. Now, you don't have to dress provocatively or inappropriately for your age and taste, but you do want to feel like you are fresh, clean, and utterly irresistible, because that makes him feel the same. Think of it like dating yourself. What can you do to make you feel wonderful and attended to? For me, it starts with a pedicure, and I've talked about that a little bit before, but the thing is that I used to think my feet were my single ugliest body part. I wore heavy, ugly shoes. I never wore sandals. I'm not joking. I never wore sandals until I was probably in my late 20s. I tried to pretend my feet were a necessary but unfortunate liability. It was a terrible mindset. And now I know that all of me deserves to be treated like a queen. So I start with my feet because of this way I grew up. Now, I pay for a pedicure. It is a budget line item for me, honey. Almost every single month. Sometimes it's like every 6 weeks. But I have plenty of lovely sandals and strappy, sexy heels, because when I spend that much time and effort on beautiful feet, I somehow feel like the rest of me can and should be regally pampered, cared for, and beautified as well. So take a whole body approach. Make sure to love yourself by eating healthy and taking time to get the exercise you want and need. Keep your legs shaved, if that's your thing, that's mine too. Your skin moisturized and glowing, and your hair and face clean and beautiful. Toss out or donate to the thrift store all the ugly, shapeless crap in your closet that makes you feel frumpy and out of date and miserable, including those granny panties. Do I need to say that one twice? Learn to make sugar scrubs and mud masks. Indulge in bubble baths. I love these. And nail polish and all the girly things that make you feel even more fabulous than you already are. It is unmistakably attractive when you are healthy and beautiful inside and out. Now, here comes your Wake Up Gorgeous sticky note. Are you ready? This one has a little more text than the others have had so far. This is what you want to write on your sticky note for your mirror for this hour 3. Beef up your body odds. The body odds are so stacked in my favor, it's practically unfair. My sultry eyes, my sexy moves, and my mint fresh, healthy, and beautiful body are mine to employ and enjoy.